Southwark News, January 15th, 2015. Millionaire lifer denied retrial. Peckham man jailed for double murder can appeal decision. A self-made millionaire who was sentenced to death for a double murder and then held in prison for nearly 30 years has been denied a retrial. Krishna, Chris Maharaj, who made his first millions importing fruit into Peckham, has always maintained he was fixed up for the murders of his business partner, Derek Moo Young, and son Duane in 1986. The 75-year-old had his death sentence reduced to life imprisonment in 2002, but is not entitled to parole until after his 100th birthday. The UK charity Reprieve secured an evidentiary hearing for Chris last year on the basis of new evidence, but Florida Judge William Thomas dismissed much of his testimony as hearsay or unreliable and said even if it had been made available at the original trial, it would have been unlikely to change the verdict. Six witnesses put the Trinidad-born entrepreneur 30 miles away from the Miami hotel crime scene in 1987, but the judge referred to an eyewitness testimony and fingerprint evidence, putting Chris at the scene as the main reasons for the guilty verdict, which saw him sentenced to death. "This is a body blow, enormously dispiriting," said Chris. "More than anything, it is dreadful for my wonderful wife, Marita, who has stood by me all this time. I would have given up and just died if it were not for her, but I will not stop fighting for justice until they do carry me out of this terrible place in a coffin." Chris's loyal wife, Marita Maharaj, says, "I have waited for a long, long time for justice, and I am just shell-shocked. I was sure that finally this would be the day. The idea that it might take another year of appeals to have a hope of a new trial is just horrible." Reprieve director Clive Stafford-Smith, who has been fighting Chris's case for free for 21 years, remained optimistic that they would get a retrial granted on appeal. "This is a sad day for justice," he said. "What on earth must one prove to get a new trial? I am confident that we will get this decision reversed on appeal, but with his 76th birthday coming up on January 26th, I am just not sure how many more years of the fight Chris has in him." Chris moved from Trinidad to Peckham in 1960, where he began earning a living by driving a van. He became a millionaire after he started his own business importing fruit, allowing him to build up a legendary collection of over 100 Rolls-Royce cars. In 1974, he met Marita, and they later moved to Florida, where he invested in a property scheme with Mr. Young. When the double murder took place, Chris was in the process of suing Young for defrauding him to the tune of £25,000, which was cited as his motive by the prosecution.